This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Saikautel. Protesters carried small anti-racism placards and walked up and down the street in the affluent Northwest Dallas neighborhood where Parker Rice lives. He's one of the young men who was expelled from the University of Oklahoma earlier this week for leading racist chants in a video that has now gone viral. Some demonstrators wore ski masks to hide their faces while raising their signs in the air. Others with children in tow followed behind quietly in solidarity. Dominic Alexander is founder of the Next Generation Action Network, the group that organized this protest.
This didn't just start at OU campus. This was taught to him.
Alexander says he wants the Department of Justice to investigate every Sigma Alpha Epsilon chapter to ensure that African Americans will not be harmed. In the video, Rice is heard using the N-word and chants about lynching.
19 years old, he was taught that. He was taught the history and he was taught how to keep on hating in spite of it all, in spite of whatever the strives that America has made to make everybody equal, to bring everybody together.
Ashley Green is not a member of the protest group, but she drove 20 minutes from Carrollton to support the demonstrators.
It's really not okay for anyone to express those sentiments. Myself, I was in a sorority and I've experienced similar things as to what I saw on that video. And I think it is a problem. It's a much bigger problem than Parker Rice and his family, this neighborhood, this street.
On the street, neighbor Stacy Moretta was watching from a few houses down.
Yeah, it's a few houses away. His community is my community, and we couldn't be farther apart.
She says she hasn't been able to sleep since all this started over the weekend.
I have four children. One is African American, one is half and half, one is Hispanic, and one is white. And I watched that video, and that was my child he was chanting about.
One of her children, 14-year-old Olivia, says she couldn't believe it because they know Parker Rice's little brother.
I don't even know what to say about it. It was really surprising to me that people haven't found it in their hearts to see that this is so wrong.
But another neighbor, Mike Schutz, saw it differently. He's an alum of Jesuit Dallas, the same school Parker Rice graduated from.
The fact that the Jesuits even brought into this thing disgusts the hell out of me. The fact that they're dragging his parents into this disgusts me. Let's just concentrate on this person that made the mistake. To hear somebody say that, and, you know, it's like, I don't get it.
He says Parker Rice was just trying to be the ringleader, the funny man.
It's just ignorant that he would say it. Whether he feels it or not, the fact that he would say it, to me, that's where a lot of the ignorance comes out.
A candidate for the Dallas City Council District 8 seat, Eric Williams, was at the protest too. He suggested forgiveness, not punishment.
We all need forgiveness. And I think that this young man unfortunately did something that was really stupid, but I don't think he should be penalized forever for his actions. He's already been expelled from school. His family is being protested out in front of their home. That's enough. We need to think of creative ways for his redemption process and healing process to begin.
He adds, Rice should volunteer in the African American community to learn more about how people live outside his neighborhood. Duahli Saikautel, KERA News.